to the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. We're less than 24 hours away from kickoff between Illinois and Western Michigan at Memorial Stadium, 2:37 kickoff. And right now we're bringing on the opponent, Illini's opponent, Western Michigan coach Bill Cubitt. Coach, how you feeling?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing great. I know it's always scary. You know, the MAC, I covered the MAC last year at NIU, and I know it's a good conference. I know it's always scary going against a big team, though, but the one thing you got going for you, you're 1-0 against Illinois.
Yeah, that was a good game for us. I mean, we went into that game, we had some pretty good players back then, down with some figures, and but we played really well. We got beat up. That was the only negative part about it, but we felt great after the win. But it's it's a whole new deal, and I think they're a better football team this year than they were back then.
Yeah, Coach, I know that was a long time ago when you talk about coaching. You've been through a lot since then. But think back to that game. Why did you win? I know Illinois said it feels like it didn't come out to play.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't in their locker room. All I know is our locker room. I thought our kids came ready to play. I thought we had some big players. I thought defensively we caused some turnovers, which I thought that was a key to that game. And then we had a pretty good wideout that did a great job that game in Jamarco Simmons. So, like I said, I don't know what happened on the other side, but I do know what happened on our side. And it was a great effort by our kids.
And I can tell you around here, Coach, are saying it's like remember the Alamo almost down here, because it's only remember 2008 in Ford Field and what Western Michigan did to you there. I don't know if you can come in under the radar in this one.
No, and it's kind of, you almost find it kind of interesting that they're geared up for such a, for a MAC school like ourselves. Yeah. But you can understand it. I think they were, maybe felt deprived that they didn't get to the bowl game that year, and. We had a pretty good team back then. Mm-hmm. I'm still not sure how good we are right now. I expect the best from those guys there, and hopefully we can give our best when we play them.
Talking with Western Michigan coach Bill Cubitt, and Coach, I know it was a big win last week. How important was not only getting a win last week against Central Michigan, but it was almost a statement, because I know how big that rivalry game is down there, and you guys won by a big margin.
Yeah, we have not been real successful in that rivalry for 5 years. We had a lot of things that, didn't go right for us. And our kids, I thought they came out, they focused, really ready to play. And I was really happy with the effort and, of course, the result. But that's last week. And, come Sunday, that's it. You got to get ready for the next one.
And I know Illinois is worried a little bit about your passing game, because you got a good quarterback back there, Alex Carter. I saw him play last year pretty good. He's a sophomore, made some mistakes. How's he progressed from his sophomore year to his junior year?
Well, he's pretty good. I mean, he's a quarterback that's tough, has a pretty good understanding of the offense. Last year, I think, against Michigan State, I thought he played well. And then he had a couple stretches there where he didn't play as well. And then by the end of the season, he was, I think he was the best quarterback in the league. So, he's got some, he's got Jordan White out there, and he's got a couple of Arnheim out there that he trusts those people there. So it's, I think he's progressing pretty well. He's throwing at a high percentage rate, which is good for us. But he's turned the ball over a few times. Sometimes it's been by the wideouts and, with drop passes, but. I think right now he's playing at a pretty good level.
And Jordan White, I know a lot of people saying he's got a chance to play on Sundays. What's made him such a productive wideout the last couple of years?
Well, we've had some good, we had Jennings here, and we had, of course, Jamarco out behind him. This guy, he runs really great routes, great hands, strong hands, good, his body is, it can take some pounding. And, he's just a seasoned veteran, too. I think that really helps him out there. But he's a great kid who just works really hard at his craft.
A few more minutes with Western Michigan coach Bill Cubitt. And people talk about that offense all the time, Coach. But your defense has been pretty good this year. I think they're top in the MAC in total yardage allowed. Who are some of the standouts that have been on that side of the ball? I know you were young last year. Still kind of young back there?
Yeah, we're still pretty young. We have one senior starting on defensive line. We have a senior linebacker and a senior safety, and everybody else is pretty young. I think that the scheme, we had a whole new defensive staff last year. I think they got used to the scheme, and now they just expanded on it. They're getting used to the coaches last year. and that's just kind of carried over. And I think we got some guy. I think we got better speed than we probably ever had since I've been here.
So I know this is a challenge coming down to Memorial Stadium in Champaign. How do you attack this Illinois team?
We look on the defense. We always try to find matchups. We're kind of a matchup team on offense, and you know, I don't see any, you know, mismatches that we can go against people that you say, okay, we can go beat this guy or that guy. I haven't, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't watch too much offense because, Illinois' offense, and I've seen some, the wideout's really good. I think they're really efficient. Their third down conversion rate's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Good. And so that's a problem. And I think the quarterback, I watched the game on Big Ten Network last week. I just think the kid's a gamer. He's a tough kid. And I think, you can see his toughness really rubs off on everybody else. So, it's going to be hard. It's going to be a physical game. And, if we make it a physical game, it's going to be a little bit tough for our kids.
It's AJ Show talking with Bill Cubitt, the Western Michigan coach, also the offensive coordinator. Coach, you talked about Nathan Shiehaus. There's a lot of conference realignment talk going on so far, but your schedule looks like you're moving into the Big Ten right now. Week one at Michigan, now week four at Illinois. That's a pretty good quarterback they got up in Michigan with Denard Robinson. How does Nathan Shiehaus compare? I know you're the offensive guy, but how does game planning for those two guys, is it similar at all?
Yeah, it's pretty similar. I think Denard, they came in there and they didn't want to run him as much. And fortunately, they didn't run him as much in there. And I thought we kind of contained him pretty good. I think Nathan's probably a better passer, more accomplished guy in that respect. I think they trust him a little bit more in throwing the football. So, that makes him a little bit more dangerous. But then I saw Denard against Notre Dame. He looked like he threw the ball pretty well in that game.
And I know the big question for Illinois was the defense. You've been looking at this defense for the last couple of weeks. They answered the call last week against a good Arizona State team. What sticks out to you about this Illinois defense that might have been surprised a lot of people?
Well, I think they caught Arizona State off guard. Yeah. By the blitzes they had and the schemes that they had. You can't hold the ball against them. You hold the ball against them. They're fast. They can run. They get people that can rush the passer. So. That's an issue. Running the ball is going to be really hard. Just watching them, and we're not a pound them at type team, and especially in this game here. So I think the rushing yards they're probably not going to be the big runs, but if we can just move the sticks a little in the running game and give ourselves a chance, a manageable third down. Hopefully that will give us a chance.
Last thing for you, Coach. This won't be the last time we're going to see Western Michigan and Illinois. A couple more games coming up, and you get one 2016 at Waldo Stadium, a great stadium you guys got up there. How great is that you get to have a Big Ten team, and how did that come into play? It seems like the scheduling of these games is favoring some MAC teams where they can get some Big Ten teams over there.
Yeah, I think that's happening more because it's not costing as much of the guaranteed money going down there. We got UConn coming in next week or next year. We got Michigan State coming to our stadium. We got Illinois, and we're just thankful for those schools here that they would come in there because that's kind of, it doesn't happen very often. I know Illinois's got 8 home games this year, so to get somebody to come into our stadium from a BCS conference is very rare, and we're just happy that we're able to get that done.
That's Western Michigan coach Bill Cubitt. Hey, coach, we appreciate you coming on. Have a safe trip down there, and we're looking forward to a good game. We know you guys always give Illinois a run.
Well, thank you. We're looking forward to it.
That's Western Michigan coach Bill Cubitt. And as we've talked about, beware the Broncos. It wasn't just 2008 when Western Michigan beat Illinois 23-17 at Ford Field, stopping Illinois. Western Michigan came down to Memorial Stadium and gave Illinois a game. It was a close one, 30-27. Illinois escaped that one. But the Broncos have a history of giving Illinois some fits. And this is a pretty good MAC team coming in here to play, so Illinois can't rest on its laurels. What do you think? Are you nervous about this game? Is it a letdown game in your mind, or do you think this team has gotten over that hump? Give us a call, 359-2255, 217-359-2255. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.